Welcome to the Danny Palmer Show. Does it sound cool if I say it like that? Well, well, well. After what felt like an interminable delay in getting this fucking pod equipment set up for this app, I've now finally achieved liftoff. It's just, you know, I don't know if you've run a podcast or like this technical equipment. I'm just so bad at all things that are technical. I fucking hate it, dude. I'm never going to get good at it. I don't want to be good at it. I don't like to learn things like technical equipment because then the technical equipment is going to change in a year and then it's useless anyway. Like, why did I learn that? The new version will be out in 2 months and now it's just a useless waste of time. All right. Welcome to the podcast. I should get in a better mood. I'm in a good mood. I just hate technical equipment, dude. I fucking hate it. As I was talking, I was thinking in the back of my mind, like, what did I not like about technical equipment recently? I know what it is. When I was opening for Giulio Gallerati on the road, he has a camera. And I try to help with, I just don't know. I don't know how to zoom. I don't know how to open. I guess I can figure out the lens finder, but any sort of button. Like, I use an H6 Zoom machine to record this podcast and have for the past 2-3 years. I don't even understand how I figured out how to use it. You should be proud of yourself, hon. You figured out some complicated technical equipment. Not really. That's my girlfriend, for those who don't know. I haven't really figured out the complicated technical equipment because it fucking eludes me every week. Every week there's a new fucking problem, dude. All right, Danny. Nobody wants to hear you complain, you piece of shit. Maybe I should do 9 rounds workout regimen. I was talking to somebody this past weekend, I think at a birthday party, and they were like, oh, you should try 9 rounds. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll try 9 rounds. So then I put it on my phone, and then I put it in my podcast notes to talk about it. I'm like, what the fuck is 9 rounds? Apparently, it's a kickboxing class regimen. You know, do you guys do that? I don't know if I want to do that, you know. I just like to go to the gym. I have my own thing. Like, Mondays and Wednesdays, I run. Tuesdays and Thursdays are weights. And I got to go to this class. And there's trainers there. Yeah, I don't doubt there's trainers there. I bet the trainers in 9 rounds want to do some. Oh, we should work on some side stuff. You know, maybe come in after class one day. Or we could do some one-on-one training. I think you could really maximize your potential with some $150 a course one-on-one training, dude. No, dude. I have limited amount of time. I don't want to fucking be talking to somebody. I don't want to get trained, okay? I feel like if you lifted weights in high school, learned how to run around a track, you can keep yourself in reasonably good shape. As I'm saying this, I'm thinking, oh, maybe I could be in even better shape. I don't know. I just don't want to talk to people. And I don't want to spend a bunch of money to talk to somebody to be like, yeah, and then just, why don't you just sprint down there and then sprint back? I'm like, dude, this fucking blows. I'll just do it by myself. That's it. Okay. All right. Anyways, I was at a bar. For those that don't know, should I say who I am? My name is Danny Palmer. I'm a comedian. I have a podcast, a weekly podcast. I never know the exact episode count. It's somewhere around 360, which is crazy. Started in 2019. And I host this podcast on Buzzsprout, and I get these newsletters from them. And they're like, listen, Apple Podcasts had some download. They redefined how they define a download. And I guess they were giving a lot of podcasters credit because some people automatically download podcast episodes. Like, it just happens in the background of their phone, but they're not actually listening. So Apple Podcasts changed the algorithm or the rules to make it that you only get a credit for a download if someone actually listened to it. So then everybody's downloads went down and it felt like this discouraging moment. But then it's like, well, actually, it's better because then when you know that you have a download, people are actually listening. So, you know, that's a classic world of podcasting. And then now the new thing is like, or maybe not new, but something they focus on a lot lately is like if you get the transcription service, then that enhances your pod's ability to maximize its reach via search engine optimization. So then they're like, dude, don't give up. Don't give up just because Apple redefined the metrics, because now the AI is going to save you. Is that actually true? Is AI going to save the podcast world? Are we going to be like good to go? Don't worry, dude. Everything's going to be fine, dude. Even right then, there was a technical glitch and I had to fucking change. All right, Danny, no one cares. Just stop thinking about your little technical problems, buddy. Just do the fucking pod, John. Yeah. So my friend Ricky, I don't know if people like me to use their first and last names on the pod, although Ricky has co-hosted this pod a couple of years ago. Anyway, we were at some party on Saturday night and it had like, over the bar, it had like these red tube, like, you know, how Radio City looks, that it's like a half sun. It's like an oval shape to it. And it had what I thought was kind of a similar oval shape red lights over the bar. And I was like, dude, this place is like Radio City. And Ricky goes, this place is nothing like Radio City. All right, fair, dude. Fucking fair. I thought that was so funny. I wrote it down into my phone at the party. So that happened.
And then you know what else happened? My fucking Zoom recorder just keeps cutting out. I've tried to make it happen, and now I bet the sound quality is shitty. Here, I'm going to listen.
Oh, it's real shitty. I don't even know. Now I'm just doing the audio directly into my laptop. I guess, is technology going to get to a point where we don't need these fucking machines anymore? Does anybody want to listen to this pod now that the sound quality is reduced? I can't fucking figure it out, dude. I guess I got to get a new audio receiver for my Zoom 6, and now I'm just like talking directly into my laptop. This is bizarre behavior. All right, listen, I'm sorry, but I'll just gonna release this for this week. I'm not gonna put you guys through poor sound quality for two-thirds of the episode. You can follow me. I don't know if you want to at this point, but if you did want to, it's at Danny Palmer NYC on Instagram. I run a dope show every Friday night, Black Cat LES on Manhattan's Lower East Side. That Instagram account is at Black Cat Comedy. I'm gonna get a new cord in the next week. Next week will be better. Sorry, podcasting's a bit of an adventurous entrepreneurial endeavor. Oh, three solid words in a row. That's not a bad way to end the pod, Palmer. You fucking gin. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry. I'll make it better next week. I promise. I love you.